Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Tax Morning Show. I'm Mark. Carl and Ethan and I are like the only living, breathing human beings in the building down here this morning. So,
hello.
Happy Chanukah. Happy Merry Christmas. A little late for that now, but Happy New Year coming up. And we're here.
It's the third day of Christmas, Mark. You get three calling birds today.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever you're celebrating, happy you're here. We got Sue. We do have Sue Thomas live. She's not in the building, but she's live with us this morning in case there are any trouble on the way to work. And there's some rain out there, so there's no doubt about it. We're going to have, if there's any traffic, there'll be accidents. You can bet on that. Hopefully you're safe on your way in. We were laughing earlier because Carl has to read that thing after the news there since. Once again, Kim St. Ange is off all this week. She'll be back
Monday.
Week. And I said, you know, I heard Jimmy Fallon doing an ad for our app, right? That you can listen to the app. Mm-hmm. If you can't pick it up here, you can listen to the app. And all you have to do is download it at Odyssey. It's the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. I have to spell that in case you're dumb like me, he says. I'm like, there you go, Fela. Thank you for pointing that out. It's not Odyssey like Homer's Odyssey. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. So that'll just make it a little easier for you.
Because we're audacious, Mark. And we do
that's
audio.
That's it. That must be it. Somebody spent a lot of money to figure that out. That's a good thing. Uh-huh. We're happy about that, of course.
We had the name radio.com, and we decided to get rid of that.
The paychecks don't bounce, Carl. Let's just put it that way. So we're happy about that. Of course we are.
We get paid.
Coming up, we're going to get to Ethan Watson next hour. He's one of the commentators looking at Trump, the remainder of Trump's picks. You know, we've talked about this a little bit, but I am going to attend the inauguration on the 20th. I'm driving to D.C. It's going to be probably just my luck. It'll be warm as hell there till January 19th, and then it'll be in a deep freeze, and we'll all look like
You'll
Bernie.
Get your Bernie mittens.
Wearing our mittens like Bernie, I'm looking forward to that. But you know, as much as anything, it'll be interesting to see how DC responds to it. They're losing their minds. They're going to have. I'm sure it'll be the most secure inauguration in the history of mankind, don't you think, Carl?
Secure. They already have the barricades up.
They've had them up for months in D.C., according to people I know that have been there, and hoping to run into my friend Jesse Jane Duff when I'm up there. I know a lot of other people who are going to be there. If you missed the show on Monday, we had Congressman Bob Onderon who's about to get sworn in. Wesley Bell is about to get sworn in, and he's still here at home stirring up all kinds of crap over on News Channel 5 this morning, I see. Jane Duker, who's on of course, Reardon show all the time, and often on our show, when she's willing to get up this early, is into it with the chief investigative reporter at News Channel 5. And because they've refiled the petition to remove Dennis Hancock, alleging nepotism. So that this is getting more interesting all the time. And Jane dared to disagree online on Twitter with the chief investigative reporter over there, Maxwell. And now they're playing a story this morning that keeps showing Jane's picture and audio and the soundbite from Wesley Bell. Even though the attorney for Hancock tells me there's nothing new here. There's no there. They haven't come up with any new evidence from what they had back in the summer, and they dropped that case. So you always have to ask yourself, what are they not talking about? What are they getting ready to vote on that Sam Page needs to remove a Republican vote from? That's what you should ask yourself, because he's always got an ulterior motive. If he's doing something like this, they've got another axe to grind, and they're trying to figure out a way to remove Hancock's vote from something, would be my guess. The judge, the previously this thing got dropped, so we'll see if it goes anywhere, and we'll bring you more on that as the morning goes on. Got Nicole Murray coming at the bottom of the hour, because there's some financial data that could affect the markets here heading into the new year. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. In other news with Ethan coming up, but first, Carl, our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
As you sort of look back on the last 4 years, is it a little bit frightening that we had a president who mentally and physically wasn't even there?
It is. So let's assume for a moment you are a betting person. Would you take the over or the under on Biden vacation days at 450? Would you take the over or the under? That's more than a full year of his presidency. We'll get to the truth of it coming up.
$890 billion before the end of the year we will have returned. That's about 17% of everything we bought. Not good news there, but I guess in some ways it's an opportunity.
Yeah. I was out in that mess yesterday trying to, I was with my wife who was returning a gift. I liked all my gifts. She didn't. But anyway, she was returning a gift, and apparently so were millions of others. The numbers were up on returns this year, but holiday sales were up as well.
Everybody put your hands together. I'm so honored to be in Texas right now. Let's take it to the floor now.
So many things I want to say. Yes, I did watch part of that. I cannot believe how many suckers there are in America. They paid $20 million for a 13-minute performance by that lady.
Want me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe. And enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
It will never, ever, ever get old. Can I just tell you that, Carl? That will never get old.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing.
Hey, we've got another, today's day two of Chinooka, so we've got another 6 days of it if you want.
Yeah, it's true. No, we can't play it every single day, but maybe just a shortened version of it. Okay. Happy Chinooka. I don't know what Chinooka is, but I hope you have a habit. Smokey Robinson, who after being told was quite embarrassed that he didn't know
he knew what Hanukkah
was spelled with a CH. Who would have thought of that all those years ago? Oh, my goodness. Carl, I have to get back to that Greg Jarrett bite here real quick. Greg Jarrett of Fox News is the one that pointed this out to me this weekend, and I knew it was bad. I did. I knew it was bad. I just didn't know exactly how bad it was. Listen.
You know, I looked this up today. 40% of Joe Biden's presidency has been spent on vacation. That is roughly 550 days. Now, if you do a little math, it would take the average American 48 years to rack up that many vacation days. As you sort of look back on the last 4 years, is it a little bit frightening that we had a president who mentally and physically wasn't even there?
Yes. Yes. Who was calling the shots? If he wasn't really in charge anyway, it didn't matter. If Joe Biden was in the White House or not, it didn't matter. They probably, as edgy as he was, according to some reports, they were probably happy that he left town and went somewhere else. 40% of his presidency. He still did a lot of damage. Well, somebody did. Whoever was calling the shots did a lot of damage in 4 years. But he wasn't even in town. 500 and some days of his presidency spent on vacation, either in Delaware or St. Croix or some other exotic location on the taxpayer dime. This will go down, I think, as one of the worst administrations in the history of the United States. And in my lifetime, without question, surpasses Jimmy Carter. Mr. Peanut surpasses the Peanut. He's still drawing breath. Is he still alive, isn't he?
He is still alive.
He voted this year, supposedly.
Yes.
So his grandson had nothing to do with that whatsoever.
I believe he voted absentee.
Yeah, he's absentee, all right. That's an understatement. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. Again, I'll get you a check of business here at the bottom of the hour and maybe hit some of the lowlights of the year for 2024 when we come back. Stay tuned.
Real naughty people who have been so bad they deserve worse than coal in their stockings. Kamala Harris is number one on my list. She's proof not doing anything can make you naughty with the border, getting people internet access, or looking the other way while an invalid runs the country. KJP is on the naughty list for lying to the American people about Biden being so quick. Let's take a stroll down memory lane, but you can't.
I would put the president's stamina, president's wisdom, ability to get this done on behalf of the American people against anyone. That is because with age comes wisdom and comes experience. And I think that matters as well. He is as sharp as ever, as I have known him to be in my engagement and my experience with him.
Sharp. Boy, that Biden's sharp. Sharp like butter knife.
Yeah. Tyrus filling in this weekend for Gutfeld, and I thought he did a fine job, but I thought that was pretty funny. Maybe we're I missed it because I obviously, like you, was probably off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, like most of you. But who was on that naughty list? You have to wonder how refreshing it's going to be to look at a White House that doesn't turn the lights on the White House different colors other than red, white, and blue in a new administration. So we can get back what we're really bringing back is a little bit of common sense and not things that are made up and imagined by people. Did you see what Joe Biden wanted you to celebrate before crazy guy left town for St. Croix and his 563rd day of vacation? On Thursday, he wished every American a very happy Kwanzaa. This is this totally made-up holiday, this phony holiday created back in the 1960s by Ron Everett, that was his real name. He was also went by Dr. Maulana Karenga, who was a violent felon who in his earlier years had apparently tortured a couple of women. And according to a 1971 LA Times article about his conviction. But ignore all that. Doesn't matter who created Kwanzaa, even though it's made up. That's the guy that made it up. Jill and I wished for all of those celebrating a very happy Kwanzaa, one blessed with peace, hope, and light. Just so you know, we hope your Kwanzaa is blessed with peace, hope, and light. The devout Catholic Biden tried to even distance himself from the message of the birth of Christ. Yeah. He didn't mention Christ as the Savior. He did believe that a child Christians believe to be the Son of God brought hope, love, and peace and joy to the world. He had to add that line to be politically correct. It's sickening. Nobody is going to miss that. And Kamala Harris went online and basically did the same thing. She said, here's what she quoted. When I was growing up, Kwanzaa was a special time of reflection with family and friends. Let's carry on the wisdom of the seven principles of Kwanzaa. And the responses online were brutal. Where are your family Kwanzaa photos? Because interestingly, it was made up after you were born by about 6 or 7 years. Kwanzaa is actually a fake holiday invented by a Marxist professor in 1966. Well, her dad was a Marxist. I mean, they might have been friends. The made-up Marxist holidays that Indians celebrate, they included a picture of her with her mom and relatives dressed up in their traditional Indian clothing, and they wondered if maybe that was some extension of Kwanzaa. It just, these people are a bunch of frauds is what they are. And to try to suck up to people for a fake holiday like that is just par for the course, right? Thank goodness it's 25 days away from being done. We're done with that nonsense. And let us pray we get 8 years of Republican presidency after that, whoever that happens to be, J.D. Vance or whoever, just to keep this stuff at bay for a while. Please. Please, please. Coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray. We will hit those top 10 moments from 2024 as well. We'll be right back. What are we listening to, Carl Middleman?
Mark, this is Jane's Addiction with Perry Farrell, who happens to be Jewish, since we're in the middle of Hanukkah.
Yes, we are.
Before that, you heard Neil Diamond and Simon and Garfunkel and David Lee Roth. All members of the tribe.
I see, and I'm starting to see it now. Carl always has a theme. I love that. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to figure out
the
connection here. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I was staring at the inside of my eyelids at this point yesterday, Carl, because I had the day off.
Good for you.
I slept in. Let's check him in Nicole Murray. How you doing, Nicole? Good morning to you.
I am still in holiday mode. I'm here, but I'm not here, if that makes sense.
This is funny because, you know, we're in a station group here with five other radio stations, and there's only one other one down the hall that does news, and they're on the air, but that's it. There's nobody else in the building this morning.
Yeah, I'm not too happy about it. I'm here, but I'm here protesting in
yes.
the same period, in my pajamas, if you will. So,
oh, no kidding. Good for you.
Yeah. How was your Christmas?
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you. I've got two grandchildren, and that's what it was all about for us, just kind of watching them enjoy everything.
Oh, how old are they?
3.5 and about 15 months. So
they're the boss. They're in charge.
They were the boss. The little one is walking all over the place now, and she had a great time. And her favorite gift was a little baby and a baby stroller and a high chair. And she just kept taking the baby from one to the other and one to the other. And we had fun watching her. So it was fantastic.
Aww.
I bought my grandson a gun.
Oh,
that got Carl's attention. No, so you have to understand that. So 2 years ago, I went to a gun show and I found this little plastic
pea shooter.
It's a little plastic shotgun that shoots one of those little Nerf gun bullets out of the end of it. And I had it at home, and my wife's like, "You cannot give that to him until his parents get him a Nerf gun, and we know it's okay for them that he has one." So my daughter did that like 2 months ago, and I'm like, boom, this Christmas I get to give him this gun. I've been waiting for 2 years to give it to him.
Did you tell Gretchen that story?
I did.
Okay.
We did.
You are such a troublemaker.
So he had a good time. And he hasn't shot anybody with it yet that
now
I'm aware of.
Now he has two guns.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. He's trying to catch up with his grandpa. So what's going on out there, Nicole?
All right. So futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 28. The NASDAQ down 10. The S&P 500 down 2. Discount grocer Aldi is expanding and will soon have new locations in 9 states, which include Alabama, Florida, Missouri, and more. 17 new Aldi stores are preparing for grand openings. Most of the locations' exact opening dates, however, have not yet been disclosed. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose for the second week in a row to its highest level since mid-July. The rate rose to 6.85% from 6.72% last week. And that's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. 1 year ago, the rate on a 30-year mortgage averaged at 6.61%. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits held steady last week, though continuing claims rose to the highest level in 3 years. Jobless claim applications ticked down by 1,000 to 219,000 for the week of December 21st. That's according to the Labor Department. Continuing claims climbed to just over 1.9 million. Sales rose this year during the holiday shopping season, even as Americans wrestled with elevated prices, according to new data. Holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.8% year over year, and that's according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. The last 5 days of the season accounted for 10% of the spending. And as a result of the holiday spending, 36% of American consumers took on holiday debt this season. And that's once again, according to a new survey from LendingTree. Those who racked up balances this season took on an average of just over $1,100 in debt. And finally, you might want to be nice to anyone with a January birthday. This is because a new study says those born during the first month of the year receive the fewest presents than those born in any other month.
Yeah, I saw somebody yesterday online saying, you know, happy birthday to my kid who surprised everybody and came a month early, and he's our Christmas baby and doesn't seem to mind. And I would think being born on Christmas would be one thing. But if you're born a couple days after, that's an expensive time of year for your parents, right?
It's an expensive time of year, but man, is it harsh.
You think?
Oh, my gosh, is it harsh. Why is everyone in January? It's like, you shouldn't get punished for just being born in, you know, maybe the least favorite month of the entire year. But
yeah,
but one would hope.
We don't have anybody. They don't have anybody. I mean, the closest birthday we have in my family would be April. So we're sort of insulated from that. My birthday is in July, so I'm at the full halfway point.
Okay. Noted.
Thank you. I'm just pointing that out.
Up now. 5th.
July 5th.
Start buying your gifts now, Nicole. When is your birthday, Nicole?
March 10th. I am a Pisces.
Ooh, let's mark that down. All right.
It's a Monday this year.
Oh, thank you.
So we'll actually talk to you on your birthday.
If I work, we'll see.
Oh, that's right. She could be on a beach somewhere.
It wouldn't be
a Jersey beach in March. You'd have to fly somewhere, right?
I mean, I've gone to the beach during the winter a lot. You just bundle up a little bit. You know what I mean? To the Jersey Shore with some pizza and Benny's and all that good stuff.
That is a beautiful place. I have to tell you, I was up there. It's been years, but I was pleasantly surprised when I went to the Jersey Shore. The boardwalk, all that stuff. I mean, some of it was kind of cheesy back then, but it's still just like the pictures.
Oh, it's not cheesy. It's amazing.
Well,
people
used
underestimate
to be.
New Jersey. What was cheesy about it?
Oh, I don't know. Just like the little cheesy pizza places and stuff, you know, where they want you to think they've been there for 60 years and making the best pizza on earth. But it's okay. I mean, you don't have the best pizza on earth, but that's okay.
It's Dom's
okay,
best
let's,
pizza.
Okay, hold on a second. You're going to start those fighting words right at the end of the segment. You're going to have to mute me in about 2 seconds.
Uh-oh.
We do, too, have the best pizza. What are you talking
about? The Jersey pizza, but I don't know. I mean, I've had New Jersey pizza. Maybe I didn't have the right pizza. I didn't think it was anything to write home about.
Well, I hope you didn't get, like frozen pizza. Like, we're talking,
of course,
like,
not
fresh from a pizzeria, right?
Okay, is it like Chicago pizza? Is it, like, thick? Or what makes it unique?
It's New York style.
I think it's a thinner crust, nice and crispy. And then if you go to certain places along the boardwalk, they hand make their sauce.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's cheese and whatnot. What do you mean it didn't impress you? I'm actually offended right now.
I'm sorry. It's been a few years. Maybe the alcohol dulled my memory. I don't know.
Different than New York pizza.
I don't know if there's any insane differences between New Jersey and New York, but when people start saying that New York pizza is bad, I think it's just a rivalry thing.
It gets you, you're fighting, those are fighting words, right?
Yeah, fighting words, if you couldn't tell. It's a big thing over here, so.
And why are they all called the best? Every single one is the best.
I know, right? It's like Elf. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, the world's best cup of coffee.
I love that you just quoted that movie right now.
I love it. I watched it again this year with my kid. My wife was not happy.
Did we ask Nicole if she's seen any drones lately?
No, we didn't. Seen any drones lately, Nicole?
I have not. But also, to be fair, I am not awake when most of them have been spotted.
Yes.
But it also looks like, from videos that I'm seeing, it looks like the drones are not as noticeable as one would think. Like, the videos I'm seeing, it's like this really small light that it's almost like you got to be looking for it to spot it.
Do not follow the light. My best advice for you.
No, I don't know. I wish I had more information about the drones. I haven't seen them. It's more one of those, they're just being talked about a lot.
Your mission this weekend, young lady.
All right.
Nicole, thank you.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you on what?
We're all here Monday.
We're all here Monday. You here Monday?
I am here Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right,
you too.
Thank you. Nicole Murray there, up defending Joyzy Pizza.
And not looking at drones.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I just don't remember it.
Hasn't that story died
standing
down?
Standing out.
The
drones. I'm talking about the pizza. Back to the pizza. Now, I just don't remember the pizza I had, like, standing out. Like, anytime you're on a boardwalk, whether it's Florida or New Jersey or New York, and you're having a cold beer and you order a slice of pizza, it's good in the moment.
You don't care.
I just don't remember thinking, wow, that's the greatest pizza I've ever had. I don't remember that.
But see, like when you're in Manhattan, there's like a pizza and a dog.
True.
Every corner.
Right. Right.
But Jersey, agree. I think you have to seek them out.
Oh, well. We'll sorry if I've offended anybody else's New Jersey sense of pizza. Please come here and have some made up cheese on a St. Louis pizza.
It's not made up cheese, it's cheese parts.
All right, we're coming back with In Other News with Ethan in just a couple minutes. Next hour, we're gonna talk a little bit more about, remember in Christmas Vacation, the whole theme of the show, the whole reason for all the trouble is the sudden lack of a Christmas bonus. Who still gets those? We're going to talk about that coming up here at about 7:35 this morning. Stay tuned.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So on Christmas, Beyonce captivated 27 million viewers with her Cowboy Carter themed halftime show during Netflix's Christmas Day NFL special. It was performed live to NRG Stadium and dubbed the Beyonce Bowl, and the 12-minute spectacle featured collaborators Post Malone, Shaboozy, and vocalist from her album Cowboy Carter, alongside her daughter Blue Ivy Carter. Now, if you missed it, apparently Netflix is going to release it as a standalone special a little bit later this week. So,
because
you get to watch it as many times as you want.
Why do they have to release it again as a standalone special? It was 13 minutes long. You know why they have to release it again? To try to make back some of the $20 million they cost them to get that lady to sing for 13 minutes.
Remember, Netflix paid her or the NFL?
It says Netflix is what I read. Oh, yeah. And remember, Kamala paid her, $1 million just to show up and speak? But she wouldn't sing.
Right.
Apparently, you have to pay her $20 million to get her to sing. And leave country music alone. She doesn't have a bad voice. I don't have any problem with her voice. I would never sit down and listen to a Beyonce song, but she doesn't have a bad voice. I just don't. I don't know. Jolene? I like that song. I like it when the original singer sings it.
Dolly Parton.
Yes. What did you think? Did you guys watch it?
No.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch any of the games.
I mean, she had buttless chaps on, butt-free chaps. She was showing the world her rear end.
Merry Christmas.
But besides that,
might have to go watch it now.
You might have to go watch it now. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe Netflix can hit the Mega Millions jackpot. It's climbed to $1.15 billion after no winner was drawn on Christmas Eve, making it the fifth largest prize in lottery history. A lump sum payment for the jackpot would to amount of an estimated $516.1 million after taxes.
Huh.
With only three jackpot winners in 2024, this year has seen the fewest in Mega Millions history. So make sure you get out there, get your tickets. The drawing is tonight.
And why not? Really?
Sue's not going to do that.
Because I want to keep my money.
Now, somebody in Missouri won. It's $3. Somebody in Missouri won $1 million on Christmas Eve.
Really?
Oh, that's nice.
Because my kid gave us all one ticket. With one number on it.
They
had
all the numbers except the actual
golden
Powerball number.
All right. So I'll have to go check mine now because who knows, right?
Mm-hmm. Sue, is that a great Christmas present or not?
No, I don't want that. But people do. I get it. It's just me.
So wait, you wouldn't take it if I bought you lottery tickets, you wouldn't be all right with that?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, she
really
just doesn't
want to
buy them.
Yeah, I just not spending my money. But if you spend yours, Ethan, I'll scratch.
You got it.
Thank you.
It looks like Hertz is aggressively selling off its Tesla Model 3 fleet due to high depreciation, offering rental customers bargain prices to buy the vehicles. One customer shared on Reddit a deal for a 2023 Model 3 with 30,000 miles priced at $17,900, significantly cheaper than the new model, which costs over twice as much. Now, while you're buying a used rental car, typically raises concerns. The low mileage, Tesla's 8-year, 100,000-mile battery warranty, and the steep discount makes these offerings more appealing. Mm. However, they are saying, you know, if you are going to try to do this, consider the wear and tear that rental users do to them. So,
yeah.
You might be getting a jacked up car.
But still, I mean, so I want to point this out.
It's got 5 years left.
I drive back and forth on Highway 40 all the time there in the Chesterfield Valley. In front of Lit Cigar Lounge, which is where the district is down there, they have a bank of chargers.
Yeah.
It's always full. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not always people going to the district. I think people drive, they stop, they see it from the interstate, and they know it's a spot. Because on Christmas Day, where was I going? Christmas Eve, we went out, and there were like three cars parked over there charging, and there was nothing open at the district.
It's cheaper to do it at home, though. I don't know why you would pay extra.
But
they were maybe on a road trip, and it tells you where the charging stations are.
And they had to stop, and there was nothing open, so you would just have to sit there in your car while it's charging?
Yep.
That sucks.
Wally's and Bucky's have them also.
I know.
Which makes sense.
Sorry, Ethan.
No, you're good.
Point that out.
Like I said, it's slow news days, so these are not riveting. Michael Jordan's
riveting.
Legendary Highland Park Mansion, the Legend Point, has finally sold after 12 years on the market. Originally listed for $29 million in 2012, the 56,000-square-foot estate sold for $9.5 million. It's a steep markdown from its original price, the estimated $50 million Jordan spent to build it in 1991.
Doesn't it have a big MJ on the iron gates?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
The property sits on 7 acres and is a shrine to Jordan's legacy, featuring 9 bedrooms, 17 bathrooms, a regulation basketball court, a cigar lounge, and a putting green. And the doors were salvaged from the Playboy Mansion. So,
wow, another bet that didn't pay off for Jordan.
They're saying that the reason it didn't sell is because it's so much Jordan that if you bought the house to switch it up, you're going to have to spend even more money.
Plus, it probably smells like cigars.
Now it's got to be completely outdated.
Would you think? Sure, it's been a long time ago. Built it.
One other quick one. In China, it looks like young women are paying for fake maternity photo shoots to capture beautiful pregnancy images while they are in their peak performance, sparking a trend widely discussed on social media. The phenomenon gained attention when a Gen Z influencer in her early 20s shared her experience posing with an artificial belly for maternity photos. So they're basically going out. They want to look their best. So they're doing these maternity photos with fake bellies. So later they could be like, look how good I look.
You do it now and save the photo so that you don't have any extra baby fat.
Exactly.
That's kind of what nature...
better when it's natural.
Yeah.
I would think.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But you're not an influencer.
People were joking on there. Are you going to take like your photo, like your funeral photos early?
Oh, man. That's gross. Stop. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.